So let's go on. Kingdom and authority in the universe. Keep going. Through our union with him, oh Jesus, through our union with him, we have what? Experience. I want y'all to hear this. We have experience. Have you ever had an experience of sitting down to somebody's table and getting food? Have you ever had that experience? Have you ever had an experience of going to bed and going to sleep? Well, you understand what an experience is. Through our union with him, we have experience, past tense. Circumcision of heart. Circumcision of what? You know what circumcision of heart means? Can I tell you what that is? You don't know what it means. Everything in your heart that wasn't right had been cut away. Circumcision, that means everything in your heart, in your life, everything that wasn't right had been cut away. Everything. That means it left no room for anything that were wrong. It's been cut away. Experience circumcision of heart. Now you go on to list it. All the guilt. Y'all act like y'all scared to say it. All the what? All what else? Power of sin. Some of the power of sin? How much now? All of the power of sin has been cut away and is now what? Extinct. It doesn't exist. Not in the born again believer. And now what? Extinct. Y'all move too fast. Let me finish. Back up. All right, thank you. And now what? Extinct. Because of what Christ, the anointed one, has accomplished for us. Whew. Because of Christ, the anointed one, not what you did. He did it, but he wrote it down to your credit. He accomplished this for you. And in the face of Satan, in the eyes of God, in the face of Satan, you can tell him, I beat you. And he can't do nothing about it because God wrote it down as you did it. He wrote it down. He gave it in his own record that you defeated Satan. All right, let's keep going. For we have been what? We have been buried with him into his death because he took your place. He died. He suffered. It was his death. And we were buried with him. He entered into that death through faith. He took our place. And we were buried with him into death. Also mean that we were what? Raised with him. When we believed in God's resurrection power. The power, the resurrection, the power of resurrection, who can stop it? When you believe in God's resurrection power, you were made alive. That life came, the power of God brought forth life in you, and the devil couldn't stop it. And you were snatched out of his kingdom at the snap of your finger, at the blink of an eye, at the clap of your hand, you was changed just that quick. Instantly. A man, a woman, a boy, a girl without a past. And everything he accused you of, everything he accused you of, now listen, it's gone. And here's what he's play on the unrenewed mind and untaught saint. He'll bring you a photo of what you used to be. And when in reality, in the kingdom of God, the fellow don't exist. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't quite get that one. And he'll bring you a photo of what you used to be. But in the mind of God, in the kingdom of God, in the reality of what God has done in Christ, it doesn't exist. It's gone. He'll have you with that photo trying to pull guilt trips on you. And I just read to you, he took all of your guilt, all of your sin. They're gone forever. So, this is what religion has done to us. Opinion of men's. It robbed you of a vital Christian walk with God. Free of sin, free from the curse. The early church walked in these things to a great measure, a great depth. And Paul said in his own writing, he revealed these things unto them. They didn't have all the revelation either, but they had a revelation of that name. They had a revelation that the greater one was in them, and they did explore. We can see Peter as they were brought in and reprimanded after they went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Y'all remember that? And the lame man got healed. Had never walked over 40 years old, never walked. The man got up leaping and walking and praising God. They called the council, called the heathen, the Pharisees. I call them heathen, but the Pharisees, about what they are, Pharisees and Sadducees. And all the council called them in, reprimanded them, commanded them, and told them not to preach and don't you mention that name anymore. Peter wound up telling them, we don't know nothing else to do. We can't help but speak what we've seen and heard.